All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, Luis is in. Good.
How are you guys? I'm Luis from Koenig, and this is...
Welcome to another episode of the Behind the Wheel podcast. I'm Scott from Koenig. Luis is right there. We've done this before.
I'm also from Koenig. Yes, we have.
We've done it.
We have.
So anyhow, a lot of our topics that come from podcasts, for our podcast, they come from conversations we have around the office.
Yes.
One of the conversations we're having is, like, years ago when you were looking to get a car, you would be able to budget $5,000, you'd be able to pick up that beater, you'd be able to pick up a car for not a lot of money and still have something that was maybe high mileage, maybe a little bit aesthetically not awesome, but would work.
I mean, and I mean, all of us as kids, I think that's what we did. You know, we would go on, well, for me, Craigslist was still around.
Yeah.
You know, but or maybe the you know, at a specific time, they used to go through those, what is it, like the pages where you would look in the back?
Oh, you
would
like that, like Auto Penny Trader. That
Auto Trader. Or so, where you would look over there and see price. And you would see the mileage, they list everything, and you would be able to pick up something for a decent price because of what you had.
Yeah.
But we're in 2022, guys.
Right. So the question we were having around the office is, how far does $5,000 really go when you're looking for a used car now? So today we thought we would do something different. We're going to go through some Craigslist listings for vehicles. And what we've done is, I think Max has, you know, with his eyes closed, or maybe our eyes are closed, he's picked out some different cities across the country where... he's done some vehicle searches and capped it off at $5,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to go through. We're going to find out what kind of stuff is out there. Are there some hidden gems? And we're going to see what kind of cars are out there for $5,000. So we know when it comes down to modifying or picking up a spare project or a daily driver or beater or whatever it may be, what do we have to play with?
Nowadays.
Right now. Right now, 2022.
I mean, I you know, we're going to see that in a second, but I remember picking, you know, I picked up my TSI. That TSI, I picked it up for $2,000.
Yeah, but I would believe that because I did
a little bit
same.
Less, $1,800.
Yeah, like, but that was the thing. Like, you know, like you used to be able to find some of the older stuff, but, you know, we have hit a new world of wonky people that are willing to spend money on things.
I think that TSI, if I were to put it up now, I wish I would have kept it because I think I would have sold that thing for well over $10,000.
I don't know about that. Only because, first off, my guess is the reason you got it for $1,800, it wasn't exactly in pristine condition. Am I right?
It wasn't that bad. Like, honestly, it wasn't that bad. Honestly, I got it for
that good.
It's true. But it ended up being a project car in a sense, like I did an engine swap and all that too. Yeah.
But the same engine, you just put a new engine.
Yes. Right? Yes, yes.
Because your engine didn't last.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, you know, look, I mean, I think that it would probably was front wheel drive too, wasn't it?
All wheel drive.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, bro.
Automatic?
Come on. Nope.
All right, listen. I'm just checking all the boxes. I wanted to make
sure that was my exact car, and except I didn't have those wheels.
And too bad Luis's face wasn't right in it. That would be fantastic.
Oh, that was your car right there. Look.
Yeah, but right. So that's how it goes. But anyhow, they were cool cars, man. DSMs. Yeah. Anyhow, so my guess is you're not going to see one DSM today on the list.
All right.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to allow Max. Max is going to throw a city up. We don't know what's going on. We're going to go through these cars. So let's see. Where's our first city? New York. I'm going to say New York, right?
Our home. Yeah, New York. All right. What can we get for $5,000?
All right, so let's see the Craigslist listings.
Oh, look at that. We're on the side.
Yeah, we're cute.
Let's see what we got.
Before you scroll, let's do this. So we got some Versa. It looks like Versa, Elantras.
Got some Altimas in there. Look at that.
This is kind of what I would expect, right? Going in for that stuff. But now, this is a cherry. Ooh, look at that quarter.
God.
But this is a cherry. Let me tell you why. Because that quarter damage is actually keeping the price of this car
the fact
affordable.
That this, look, this is why we're living in a different time. The fact that this man put a 2001 Toyota Camry for $4,000?
Stop. It's a Chery. Look, it's got 81,000 miles on it. That baby's gonna run forever.
Wait, look at look, he put sunroof on there.
Listen, he's
a six leather? Disc CD and cassette. Come leather. On.
This is a Chery ride.
You almost $5,000 for it. Runs and drives great.
Yeah, listen, that ooh, looks clean. Yeah, that is a good $5,000 leather. It's mint.
The leather's not that bad. Let's keep it real.
That's what I'm saying. It's mint.
The inside looks good.
Yeah, like I think you.
Is that what he's trying to sell us? Yeah, the inside. Because honestly,
well, I mean, you know, I mean, so all right, look, it's New York City. I think this is, if that car really is what it says, I think that car's a good deal.
You think so? I must be living in a different planet. That car to me is worth nothing but $2,000.
No.
And the only reason
if that car has
ancient or
if
something.
That car has 100.
Okay. All right.
If that car. Wait. So are we editing that? Yeah. So look. Here's the thing. I think that. You know, at 81,000 miles, I think that's a deal. All right. Let's roll through. Let's go down a little bit. Let's see what else we got. Hold on. Let's back up. Let's scroll down a little bit. $5,000. Let's check that Mazda 3 out. That Mazda 6 out. 2007, 130,000 miles.
How much does he want for it? How much is it?
$4,400.
Okay. Is this automatic?
It's automatic. Right. Let's get some pictures here. Car looks clean from the outside.
It looks
leather's not so bad. I mean, this is not a bad looking either. It's not a bad look. Look, leather's mint. This is not a bad looking car either. I'll tell you though, that's a good driver. And I will tell you, the Mazda 6s weren't necessarily known for their incredible. What do we call that?
There's a Bose speaker system.
Engine system. All right. I think this is still. A fine deal.
You know, and I say one thing. I noticed you're very generous.
Why?
In a sense, you know. I look at this car. It's not a bad car.
Yeah.
$3,000. I say that's a solid deal. $3,000.
But what makes you
almost $5,000?
Yeah.
You know, that's like half of the price of something that you can probably get pretty brand new. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Would you just transport yourself from 1982?
I'm not talking about like super brand new, but I'm talking about something at least in the like later 2000s. You know what I mean? But
what's the later 2000s?
Well, I'm talking about like the teens.
The teens,
like 2015, you can get yourself something nice,
right?
You know, like
so you think for $5,000 right now, you can get something that's 7 years old.
You think? Oh man!
All right, next car. We're gonna.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling that one.
Next car.
Not bad.
Next car. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Let's scroll down. Let's hold on. Let's go slower. All right.
Wait, no.
That's not real. That's a Craigslist.
Okay.
That's a Craigslist scam.
We just got. I just fell for it. Almost.
Don't get baited. Yeah. Keep going. All right. I tell you what. Let's look for some cool cars now.
Look at this.
Yeah, I get mixed feelings on this one.
Everything works. Everything work good. Okay, thanks for the details, guy. All right.
I think that this car screams I'm gonna break 20 minutes late.
100%.
It's
100%.
It's definitely a car that looks okay. It looks good. I'll be honest with you. It looks good, but. But I get that feeling like, you know, this is one of those ones that's been real made up detail to look right.
Listen,
right?
When someone writes the vehicle is paid off, most likely it's not paid off.
No, it's not. Just like, all right, let's get out of this. We're gonna go down. We're gonna look for some cars that are like cool cars. I mean, listen, I think we should by now. Priuses make sense, right? So let's keep
bidding
going.
Now live.
Let's keep going down. What are we doing?
Oh, we're broadening.
Why do we have to do that?
Because I think it ended.
That's no, did it? Oh, crazy.
That's how little amount of cars there.
See, like, this is something, this is a good point, though. Like,
yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like,
five grand is not going to get you nowhere.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely all right. Nothing.
Was there any, Max, don't pick yourself. This is, I can't look at a Fusion. Let's see here. There's got to be something. Mazda 6 is a popular thing. Let's see. All right. Is there anything here we can do cool? Keep going down a little bit more.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Let's. All right. So let's be very clear.
4,200
for 170,000 miles.
What is it? What we got
for an automatic?
Automatic.
You know, you're really getting a lot for the Honda name here. You know what I mean? Like, it's basically a clean interior.
This is what I don't know, what I'm trying to understand here, because maybe you can school me a little bit better in some capacity.
If I know.
What is going on here? Like, why is a car like this 2 years ago would have been
$2,500?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the price doubles.
It's because the tomato is $14 now. You know what I mean? Like, you make it sound like everything didn't go up. Like, go to the grocery store, buy a box of cereals. It's like $7.49 for a box of cereal. Oh, what do we got here? $3,000. By the way, this feels like miles. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I like Z's. All right, stop.
Guaranteed.
Stop.
Guaranteed.
We gotta do the pictures one at a time to understand this animal that we have in front of us. All right, first off, let's look at the poorly fit body kit that most likely fell off the car.
100%, and he stuck it with like some tape or something to.
No. Picture. So he what? This is what happened. This is what happened. He bought a body kit that didn't fit. Had it paint matched almost. It was held on with a bunch of wood screws and some duct tape. No, not duct tape, but double stick tape. And then he's hit numerous amount of things because my guess is, and we haven't seen the car on the side yet. Oh. My guess is that the car is so low that he has pulled out of so many driveways and bottomed that front lip out that it has pulled off of the car. All right, let's see. Let's 230,000 miles automatic transmission. Let's just put that in there. Let's see some other pictures. Let's see what do we got. Okay, the back. My. He's got that spoiler. That clearly not. Wait a minute.
This car has been sitting there for a while.
Stop,
I'm telling you.
Stop. Do you know what's going on here?
No.
Tell me that is not a spoiler on top of the spoiler. This car is great.
I didn't even notice
this
that.
This car is great. All right, let's go more.
Oh my God.
I want to see a side picture where. I want to see a side look, picture it, where. It's,
I love
where
how you emphasized the 300ZX.
So all right, stop. Right here. Let me explain to you what happened here. We got the diamond stitching. Most likely that's a seat cover.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
We have some diamond stitching. We got some red interior. I don't remember, but I don't believe the red came with it.
It's an option. I think it's an option that you could get. The red
interior. Nothing else in the car?
That is true. So, but he probably removed
And
stuff.
He's got the seat covers. There's the seat covers. Over the thing. So here's
Those
what I think.
Those seats are shredded. You could definitely see one of the, like the a hole in it. It though. There's a reason for that seat cover.
All right. So let's see if, do we have any side pictures so we can see how low this car is? My guess is it's going to be dropped. No side pictures. All right.
Is there any info? That's it? That's all he put?
So sellers? Let's talk about this. This is probably the tuner car that we have seen in that
Runs
5K area. Obviously, I think you can find some Civics and some things to tune, but like, or play with. This is a, most likely, this is a tough look, right? Feel a little blurry. Do you feel a little blurry?
No.
All right. Most likely, this is a tough look. And I think that the reason it's a tough look is because these cars weren't really known for their amazing mechanical ability to begin with. There was a lot of stuff that was shoved into a really tight engine bay. This car is automatic. This car doesn't look like it probably was dealer maintained.
Well, so, and this is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you know.
You know, the dealer maintained.
First off, I'm sure this guy, it says runs and drives. So that means that.
I believe it runs.
Yeah.
I don't know that I think it runs without a check engine light, but I believe it runs.
Okay. When he put this up for, obviously he put it up for a very low number.
Well, let's do this real quick.
Yes, nowadays, no? 2022.
Yes, no? Is this car worth $3,000?
Absolutely not.
What is it worth?
For me?
Yeah.
$1,000.
Okay.
But I live in a different planet. Yeah. I don't know what happened in the last 2-3 years. So
I feel that this car, even in its state, I feel like it should be a $2,200 car.
You're nice.
But with that said,
you're looking at it as a seller, which I understand.
Maybe it is a $2,200 car, because at $3,000, maybe somebody's gonna show up with $2,200 and. And this dude's going to take one of the spoilers off his car and he's going to send it down the road.
This thing is a rust bucket for sure.
Well. Yeah, because he just stole it. That's what happened there. That's a good one. Well, anyhow. East Orange, New Jersey. I hate to throw shade, but you know.
Jersey,
yeah,
you know.
Well, yeah. Oh. All right, so we're next place. City. We're off to L.A.
L.A.
All right, I'm ready. 5K in L.A. This should be just fantastic.
For a second, I forgot how to spell Los Angeles.
Why?
I don't know.
All right, so I feel like already we're off to a better start.
Well,
I feel like we're all right. All right, so we got some. What is this?
Okay.
No, I don't. Well, here, let's back up. Let's go through this. Let's start this time by looking for the tuner. Cars. Let's see. What do we got? Ooh, I'll tell you that Optima sedan.
Look, that 2002.
There is no way that this car is $2,000.
Yep,
it is.
Yep.
There's the bait and switch.
Well, no, right it's a dealer. It's a dealer. Yep.
This is going to be the down payment.
Yep.
All right, get out of this.
Go to that 2500 Honda Civic EX coupe two door.
That?
Okay. See, now we're talking here. There's got to be something wrong, though.
What are we talking about, though?
Well, meaning in the sense, you got to look at it from my perspective here.
Yeah.
The interior looks good. It's a manual transmission. The body's shot, but you could fix that. And that's the type... Oh, 180,000 miles.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, you can make the argument that... 180,000 mile Civic will run for another 100,000 miles, and I think you're right. But I think this car is worth $2,500.
I think so.
I wouldn't pay $2,500 for it, but like, this is a strong go in with a two bills.
Well, and let's be realistic. If you offer this guy $1,800-$2,000, he's gonna say okay, you know, for sure.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
But you know, oh. Right there. I don't know what what does that mean?
Oh, title clean and title clean in hand.
Good AC.
AC is very cold.
He's got 100 puertas.
Placas hasta el the 100 año el car. 100
puertas. What is a puerta?
So, I don't know. I couldn't read it. Hold on.
You're Hispanic. You know this, right?
Well, it's okay.
Speak Spanish.
100 puede traer su
mechanic. Is that saying like 100%?
He said you can bring your mechanic.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what that
means. I mean, yeah, I think that's going to be exactly what it is. All right, so that was one option. Let's go down here. Let's go down here.
A lot of Accords. Have you noticed that?
A lot of trickery going on in Los Angeles. See all the down pays. Let's see. Keep going.
That looks.
200,000
miles, but the body looks amazing.
$5,000.
Mint car comes with sound system. Thanks.
You know, $5,000 is a new 1500.
That's crazy.
That's what's going on here. All right, let's get back here. Let's scroll down. We got to find some cars. Oh, hold on. Let's take a look at that red guy right there.
Okay.
This is the one I'm seeing. Does that look like a little lip kit? Got a little lip kit on, so somebody's already played with it. Got some rimmies.
160,000 miles.
Got some rimmies. No tears. What does that mean? I guess the interior, right? Very taken care of. AC is very good. Smooth car. All right, let's see.
Gas saver.
Let's check all the inside stuff.
Is there any interior photos?
Got
guarantee
it.
There is.
Oh. Gotta be.
Nope. Nothing.
But he said no rips. Like, are we supposed to just take his word for it?
And not only that, he takes a picture where the perspective is fisheye lens. Like, how much, you know, like.
Yeah, well, we all know what a Civic looks like. All right, so this if you're in the range there, I feel like this is a possibility. Let's scroll down and see what else we got. There's got to be some other cars. Oh, only we'll $500 for that car without a front end. That's cool. Don't show this to me, Max. You get out of this. This is, I can't even look at that car.
Wait. The MX-5, that's a down payment, right?
You can't, but does this, all right. Let's look at this.
Okay.
So
Z3,
which is a fun little car. If you yep. want to be in a fun little, whoa, BMW with 200,000 miles, I'm out.
It would cost more to, yeah.
I can't get behind this one. I mean, I can see. Yeah, I can't get behind this one. I'm sorry. I can't. This is. I'm out on this one. Sorry, Ramirez. I'm out on this one. All right, let's go. Let's scroll down a little bit. Let's see what we got. There's no way that car is there. Hold on. You're just clicking all over the place. There's no way that this guy is selling this car.
Excellent. Oh, look. Excellent condition. Weekend offer. What does that mean?
It means he wants to sell it this weekend.
Ooh.
All right.
Do you think he's trying to sell it for this much for sure?
I don't know. This doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this is going to be one of those cars that if you ran a call for Carfax on, that you're going to find all sorts of interesting things. But maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I don't know. This could have potentially been a cool car to get for $5,000.
And that's the tough part about buying things like this. You know, you never really know what you're buying.
I mean, you got to use your tools, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Pause. Let's see here. Keep going. Just stop clicking. Go back. Let's go look for the cars. We're going to look for the cars. Let's see. Down. Down. Yeah, there's got to be something in here that's exciting. Let's see. Down. We know that Corolla is not five. Oh, hold on. Let's look at this. Let's look at the Spider convertible.
Ooh.
Let's look at the Spider convertible. Let's see what we got here. 189,000 miles.
Okay, let's start. That's already bad.
This is a tough one. I'll tell you why. Let's look at the car. Let's go through the pictures. Not terrible.
That's not bad at all. See that? This is
not
see.
Terrible. AC is. It says good AC. So let's hope that that's right. Let's do a spin around. I'll tell you why I'm on the fence about. What is that?
Yeah, there's a little dent on the.
A little dent?
Yeah.
This is more than a little dent.
It's like the whole thing. I didn't even notice.
That car needs a Band-Aid.
But you know what though?
Looks really good from the side. How much is the car? How much do they want for this car?
$4,800. That's a deal.
No.
You don't think so? You think too much mileage?
Price and negotiable is right. I think this car right here to me is a $3,000 car, and I'll tell you why.
Okay,
it's got crazy amount of mileage. Most likely, you know, this look these clutches in these cars because I mean I think the car came with a 5 SFE, so it's like a Camry engine. These cars came with engines that run for a long time, but also that you can find a lot of them at the junkyard. So I think. On its merit, if it didn't have all that, I think this is a $4,800 car. Because I think that you can get in this car, you know, the top is going to probably leak and you got a bunch of other little things.
100% there's a bunch of problems with it.
I think that you could actually enjoy driving this car, tune this car, fix this car as you went and be okay. Now, the front end damage, that little corner damage is a little rough for me. I feel like now you're bringing the price down a little bit. And the mileage is really high. Keep in mind too that when you have a manual transmission, most of these times these clutches last a long time on stock powered cars.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say they got, you know, I mean, I hate to say it because it's going to sound like it's a high number, but I've seen it happen. You get 80,000 miles out of your OE clutch and then put 50,000 miles on a clutch. Like, so this car has been taken apart a few times to be able to swap a clutch. most likely you're coming up on that next clutch. You know what I mean? So, you know, do that with an engine. Look, I think at a 30, I think at a $3,000 number, I think this car is a buy. But I'm not in at 4,800. I don't think.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, we're going to another city. Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Let's see what happens down in the big Texas.
It's what do they call it? The everything's bigger in Texas. Let's see. I guarantee you. Oh.
All right. Let's keep going. All right. Let's see what we got here. Let's keep going. Ooh, that bends.
Bidding now.
Yeah, let's see here. Scrolling.
It's funny how we're, you know, a lot of the same cars are being sold at the
same
price.
Well, I think that's the nature of what it is. All right, hold on one second. Oh, no. I was about to take a look at that Taurus until I saw 254,000 miles on it. That's crazy. All right.
2,000 down. Look at that.
See, no, let's go back. Let's check out that. Let's go up a little bit and check out that Accord right there. Nope, down right there. Let's check out that 2006 Accord. 215. All right, I'm out. Nope, we're done.
What is...
We're done.
This is what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. I think...
This person confidently posted $3,500 for a car that's already a trash car. And then it has a 215,000 miles.
I don't know if it's trash. Here's my thing, though. I just think that, like, at 150,000 miles... I think $3,500 is approaching a fair price. At 215,000 miles, I think this should be a $2,800 car.
To me, it's worth $1,800.
All right, you like that number.
Because, well, not even.
I'd say $1,500. Let's see. Oh, you're going lower. Let's see. Down. There's got to be something here. There's no way that is not a down payment.
Yep.
This Veloster's a down payment.
Yep.
Austin, you're up to some tricks. I can feel it. All these down payments. Ugh. Man, this is down payment city. Max, do we have this thing set for owners only? Really? I thought Craigslist always had that option. Oh, he's on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, he's on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. That's why. All right. Well, I mean, I think if you have a for sale post going on, your car is already on the flatbed. I think we're done.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there's nothing we could do here. This is not in our realm.
Let's see. For parts. That's for parts. It's definitely like.
Let's see. All right, let's take a stab at this. The car that's not really a Kia Optima. Let's click on that. I don't think it's an Optima, is it? Oh, it's a down payment. All right, let's get out of this. Austin, up to some games. All right. So, look, I think the answer here is not a lot. I don't know. This is tough. It's not like it's a 9.2 Aero. It's a 9.3.
So, if we're...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Do we have an engine bay shot? No, they're not going to show us this. From time to time, it will splutter and die out.
The convertible top leaks under heavy rain, and the blinkers don't work.
This car, you know what? This car looks really good, actually. $4,500.
$4,500.
Yeah, listen. No, this is crazy. Yeah, I can't. All right, we got. I would love to see an engine bay pick, but I think that's just not gonna do it. Come on, give me one. All right, let's check out the Mazda 3 S Sport. 164,000 manual transmission.
About very dependable 4-cylinder, and they're not telling us much.
How much they want for this?
4,500, right?
4,800. You know, this is one of those things. Ooh. I think maybe a little bit high, but I think if you can get them down into the $4,200 range and you have a little bit of mechanical know-how, I think this is not a bad looking car.
Agreed. I actually agree with this one.
Yeah, I think this is actually a pretty good buy. This is like a car that you really could tune and do some stuff with. It's a Mazda. Is it a Mazda Speed? Yeah, I think it's a Mazda Speed. So It should be the turbo engine, right? Mazda 3 Type S?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not. Probably just the four cylinder. But either way, I think it's not a bad looking car for what it is. So Austin gets that one. All right, let's see. We are now off to Miami. I'm
coming to Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami. That's, what's his name? Will Smith. Will Smith.
You know.
Well, let's see what we got. Well,
because I got alopecia going on today. So I'm afraid. All right. Let's see. Miami. That, do me a favor. These have got to be dealer cars. Look 100%. At all. These are all.
That's all we have as choices?
All right. So basically, you're in the Atlantic Ocean now.
Bahamas.
All right. So basically, $5,000 in Miami doesn't really get you jack. It gets you nothing.
Yeah. Click that 2002 Honda. Right, let me see right there. Oh my God.
This was used as a stunt double in the Fast and the Furious. They ran it over with one of those Camaros. I don't know. Like, even when I want to get behind it, I can't. I don't know why we're clicking on this. This is not even... I don't want to... Let's not even look at this. It's burning my retinas. These are all down payments. There's nothing here that... is remotely $5,000. Looks like Ultima City. Looks like Ultimas are our only chance.
You know, and that's the tough part about getting, like, and I'm sure everybody deals with this, is, you know, especially trying to get a car nowadays from online, you never know what to trust. You don't know what to, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's like you're looking at all these cars, you know, literally.
Nah, you got to get out of this. It's not real. I don't think that's going to be real. So now what's this? Let's click on that 3600. All right, hold on. Automatic transmission, but, like, you know. Okay. Looking less desirable.
Oh man.
You know what? It's not bad.
It says in Spanish, no accidents.
Yeah, okay. 3600. I think this is a good deal. I think it's a good deal. I think
so too.
This is a fair used car price.
I honestly think it's a fair used car.
I think now, it's a fair used car price.
Me specifically, but would I give him 3000?
Wait one second. But he's lying.
You think he's lying somewhere?
Yes, 100%. Go back to the interior shots. Point in blank, point case right there. Right there. Look what we got going on. The seats. Those seats are not leather. Scroll up to the title. EXL. EXL in a Honda Accord would have meant leather.
Oh, so he put the wrong... He put the wrong...
Yeah, but you value the whole car on what they put in the options, right? What your trim is.
Very true.
You know what's bothering me a little bit? You clearly know that he cleaned up... I don't know. Actually, I don't know if this is a good or bad sign, but let's look at this real quick. You see the strut towers?
Uh-huh.
Look how shiny and red they are.
Yeah.
Now, you look at the engine, and the engine's obviously very clean.
Yep.
So, he detailed the crap out of this car. But I don't know that he detailed it super well. Because what gets me is there's a possibility that... See how those strut towers cleaned up? That maybe you could get the rest of the paint to brighten up. I think this is a good deal.
Yeah.
If it really is mechanically stable, I think it's a good deal.
Again, I'd probably give him $3,000, but... At the end of the day, you know,
but
the only reason why it's the age, you got to remember, 2004 is a long time ago. It seemed, you know, we're getting to that age where you realize,
well, 2005, and I could do math.
I graduated.
I could do math. That's 18 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe I graduated.
All right, so let's go back to see what else Miami has to offer.
Well, let's put it like this. So there's a lot of Ultimas.
Yeah, we got
a lot
of Kias. Let's check out one of these beautiful Ultimas. Let's click on that 2010 down there. Right there. Yeah, let's see that guy. All right. Well, now let's start out. Initial opinion, I think this car looks good.
Well, already $170,000 miles.
All right. He's got a different color bumper, so we already had a fender bender.
Yep.
But, you know, hey,
very clean, has cosmetic defects, runs fine.
Fine.
Not good, runs fine. That
Eddie,
means that
that's an interesting
wrong.
Choice of words.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the way that it runs, for sure.
Interior doesn't look so bad.
What happened to that window there? Look at that. Oh, what? Is that? Oh, that's a gravel.
It's just the ground.
That's a gravel. Okay, I was about to bug out. What?
No, it's not bad.
Nope. Oh, it's because it's that. What is that material
called?
Like
suede velour. Yeah. Thing. You know, something I would wear like in a jogging suit.
You know.
How much do you want for this car?
$3,000.
You know what? I'll tell you. I think if this car really is mechanically sound, I think that. Now, look, I think this was a $2,200 car 3 years ago. But now I think $3,000 is probably not too far off from being a reasonable price. You know, look, I would want to take that bumper off and just take a peek underneath. Make sure the front end definitely was there. I would check for frame rail damage. But if not, it looks pretty good. I mean, the front end seems to align well, so I don't think it's going to be crazy. I think this is probably a good price. Well, or a fair price.
I don't know. Accents, Altimas, Accords, Sentras.
$5,000 is not Dodge going Dart. Super far. All right, let's check out the Mini. Let's check out that Mini.
Okay.
Let's check out that Mini. All right, Mini.
70,000 miles.
This is something wrong with this. This is not right. Keep going. Scroll down on the description.
Good condition. A lot of Spanish today.
Man.
There's got to be something wrong. This car's.
Yeah, this car
seems a little clean.
Well, look, we can only judge this car by what it is, right? By from
what
these
year
pictures.
Is it? What year is it?
2008.
Okay.
$4,900. Yeah. Bucks. I think it's a fair price.
I think.
You know what I mean? I think it's a fair price.
I think for what it is, I think that's exactly where it should be. $4,500 the least.
Yeah.
You know? If it runs, if it's mint condition, if everything does, you know, I
Seven,
think
if it really is 7,000 miles, you know, I think this car is not so bad.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, Eco. Good deal. Nice work.
Why do you keep clicking on Chrysler's?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. No. I really don't want to look at this. It's hurting me. Let's see. Scroll down. Let's see what we got there. Oh, if you click that. On it, I'm gonna get
do
you
it.
Max.
Don't
do it.
Do it. It says literally a dollar, which means that this...
Which is overpriced by 50 cents. let's take a...
Can I let's do it.
BMW,
let's do it.
But...
Oh. Ooh. Okay. AC drives. Good. Wait.
I don't know.
Aluminum wheels, but... Okay. Please call for more info. Thanks. Okay. No. Let's check. Let's see.
How much do you want for this? So the price isn't bad. Here's my issue. Is that I struggle to trust
that's
BMWs
a thing.
In 150,000
That's a thing.
Miles.
Yep. That's exactly it. And
yeah.
Everything is super expensive.
It's actually a clean car, though. Looks nice.
Yeah, but they didn't show anything inside.
Well, because
it's always suspect
it was hard
that.
For him to get all the blood out of the seats.
100%.
All right, let's check out something else. Oh, we're going to another city. Ooh, where are we going? Where are we going?
Wow.
Hawaii.
Honolulu. Whoa. Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
Last city. You know, I never even been to Hawaii.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, what's his name said? You know, that comedian, he said there's a bunch of Tacomas over there. So we'll see.
All right. Let's see.
Under $5,000, what can we get in Honolulu?
You barely buy milk for $5,000 in Honolulu. Interesting stuff here. Yeah, I mean, okay, but
nickname Squeaks. You'll know when
yeah,
you
right.
check it out. Awesome. At least he's honest.
Yeah.
At least he's honest.
Seems to stop when stepping on the brake. Not sure how to diagnose or fix. How much do they want for this? I mean, look. Out there on the Big Island, I don't really know what to say. I'm not in yet on this.
Well, first off, it's completely overpriced. Let's just say, I mean, he calls it Squeaks. So that means that obviously he has a problem.
I don't know, but you know, Hawaii is a whole different animal. They don't just like.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, to get cars over there is much more difficult than it is here.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? What is that picture?
He's showing how much tread left on the tires.
Nice.
All right, so let's get out of this car. I don't really have an opinion on this car. I think this car can go either way. I think if you're mechanically capable and you pick up that car, you might be able to make it into a nice daily.
Is that? Oh. Okay, we gotta expand.
Well, do we?
Yeah.
I mean, how much further could you get? It's surrounded by ocean.
Yep.
Let's see. Scrolling down. What we got here?
Nothing.
Scrolling down.
Ford Fiesta. Click that one.
No way.
Let's see. 85,000 miles. 400.
It's your brother.
Runs great. Tags still ice cold. Good tires. Let's see. Oh.
All right. Well, now that you found your brother, let's,
Well, what the heck is an SFE? I don't even know what that is.
SFE?
SFE.
Look, I don't want to look at this car right now. there's gotta be something cool. Come on, just clicking away. Let's go back. We gotta find something cool. That's probably Al's Triumph. Probably left it there.
Toyota Matrix. No.
Oh, there we touch the Scion thing. I'm a little nervous about it.
Which one? The TC?
The one with the beer on the hood.
He wants $5,000 for it.
It's interesting.
Okay. Okay. What is that?
It was why would car wash soap.
Okay.
I mean,
the choices that they've chosen for the photos, show
us. Yeah.
You know, being trying to sell us.
So here's what I'll say. I think for, like, to me, this car should sell for like $3,500, maybe $4,000.
Agreed.
It's in Hawaii. We got to choke up. There's probably a premium on cars there, even more than what we're going through right now. So I think if this car sells for $4,500 and it really does have that stuff and it checks out, I think it's a clean. I think it's reasonably priced, and I think you could probably have a little bit of.
Let's just put it like this. So far, you know. We were looking for a project car under $5,000.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Yeah, it's
we haven't found anything.
It's not really popping like that.
Which basically proves our point that $5,000 literally gets you nothing.
Hold on, right there. 2000 Lexus GS 400. Let's take a look.
Oh my god,
it's already hot boyed out.
170,000 miles.
As is, car runs, but throttle problem. What is that? We can fix, but the price will go up.
5% tint all around with 5% strips. 5% strip. What is that?
Wait, what?
5% tints all around with 5% strip.
I think they mean like, you know how they put the piece on the front of the windshield?
That's right.
What
is that? What is that picture? Why is he putting his two fingers in the air like that?
Where?
Cover the...
Do you have any more interior pictures? No. I mean, listen, if the interior was really clean on this car, I still don't think it's worth $5,000. But it'd be a cool car to have because, you know, the car does have a lot of luxury and different things. And it's a V8, so it's powerful. But, you know, look, you're selling a broken car for $5,000. I'm not really sure on this one. I think this is a solid, like, if the car's interior is really clean and the car hasn't been in an accident, I think this is a solid $4,000 car to somebody that really is mechanically inclined that could fix this thing. All right, let's back up. Let's see what we got.
Well, all right.
We got her.
Let's see.
Let's see what we got here. We're scrolling. Yeah, nothing. All
right.
I mean, there's got to be more, right? Outside your search area, but we're still in Hawaii, so that's okay.
Okay.
What's up with that Jetta? Let's take a look at that Jetta.
4,900, 110,000 miles. Okay.
Automatic transmission.
Now we're talking. Oh, automatic transmission. Okay. There's got to be something wrong with it.
Let's see what we got. No known issues. Power mirrors, AC compressor, right side speakers, and remote door locks. Works, but with key and door to unlock and lock, and sun-worn paint. It's a 10-year-old car. Clean title on hand. Registration good till November.
So basically, how they didn't tell us
how much they want.
$4,900.
I don't know. This is tough. I think it's a $4,000 car because of the fact that it's got issues. But I do think that, you know what? Out of what we've seen
so far, it looks clean.
I'd probably put money down on this before some of the other stuff.
It's almost everything else, actually.
Volkswagens kind of fall into that Euro thing, but with a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, I kind of feel like you should be able to properly work on this car if you had. So this might not be such a bad thing. The automatic, there really is no good tuning cars. Max, can we scroll through and just see if there's any anything cool in here at all? Keep going. Let's see what we got. We're at Tacoma. Let's see. All right, I can't look at it too much. Let's go. There's got to be some other stuff out there. Is that it? Are we done with the cars? No. Nope.
Oh, nope. Already lost.
$60. I don't want it.
220,000 miles. Nothing.
What's the deal with this car?
4,000. Runs and drives well. Mechanically sound. Just has some wear on the interior, but a great car. AC blows cold. Brake stops well and gets pretty good mileage per gallon. To help you out right now.
Oh. So.
And how much is it? How much you want? I think that's a deal too. I mean, for what it's worth.
Yeah, I think it's a deal. I think the car, for what it is, if it was mechanically sound, I think it's a really good deal. I think the problem really relies in these cars are, I feel like those are all wheels, like old wheels. But weird. I think the problem is that they're not really known for being super reliable. And now you're buying, you know, a car that's pretty much 20 years old.
Yeah.
That scares me, but it is a nice car. So I would say that
interior is jacked. You see that?
Man, there is nothing in this whole list of cars that says tuning. Let's go back to the list. Can we see what? Is there any cool tuner cars? Is there anything down, or we're stuck?
I'm stuck.
All right. Well, what a big bust. All right. So let's recap. I think that $5,000 doesn't really get you much.
Which is sad to say because that's a lot of money, man. Let's be real here. $5,000 for a car is a lot of money.
Yeah, but I also think that when you start looking at the face value of, you know, what cars are going for nowadays, mm-hmm. that and what everything costs now, mm-hmm. I think that $5,000 is the new, you know, $2,500.
And you got to look at it perspectively too. Now, let's say one of your kids down the line wants to get a car and save up their own money. Is $5,000 attainable that easily nowadays? To eat, and then if it is, you're getting yourself a lemon, pretty much. And
well, get out there and work, make more money. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like, you know, like my kids are gonna have to grab a few jobs if they want to roll into something nice. I think it's extremely difficult right now to find cars. Period. Right. Yeah. So that's the tough part. So if you have $5,000 and you're looking for a car, I would say, I don't know, maybe Uber for a little bit longer. You know, like. It doesn't really look good. I think that anything you're going to get under that $5,000 mark is going to be a tremendous, not only fixer-upper, but I think you're going to be running into the issue where you may end up spending that much money in the first year trying to maintain it.
Yeah.
So.
And then you end up spending $5,000 on a car. Let's say you do want a project car. You spend $5,000 on a car. And the car is all tore up already, the way that we've already seen.
Yeah.
You're spending another $5,000 just fixing it.
Yeah.
So it's a $10,000 car. That's the reason why it's nowadays to get a project car, it's literally difficult. I don't know, you know, but.
Well, look, Right now, it's a little rough. I would
you
say
you have to know someone.
You gotta be on your game.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You gotta go real shop, you know, and forget about buying a car in the East Coast if you want a project car, because that thing's gonna be a rust bucket.
So $5,000 doesn't really get you much. That's disappointing. Unless you want an Altima. automatic Hondas with dents in the hood and
a Nissan Sentra. You can get yourself a Nissan Sentra from 2022. You know,
no, not 2022.
2002. I meant to say 2002. Damn, so I went right back to this year.
Well, that didn't go nearly as I expected.
So you think this is the winner here?
I don't know if that's the winner. What was the other one that we saw that was not so bad?
We saw a few, but we're talking about like if you want like a daily driver type of deal, you know, then there's a couple options here. But at the end of the day, we're talking about a car that'll last you a year or two max until you get something real. This car, I mean, I don't know, you know,
this thing is hot. I think my favorite part though
was the spoiler,
100%. The spoiler on the spoiler, right? That's definitely what it is.
Oh. 100%. That's what it is.
You know what car used to do? What was it? It was one. It was a Ford. One of the Cosworths that had that. They had the tri wing or the double wing. But then they used to. Doesn't matter. Anyhow, that's it. We're out of here. Don't forget to make sure that you subscribe if you're watching this long. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and all that good stuff. We go live every 2 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays to answer your questions on Facebook and Instagram. We also put up a piece of content every Friday, as well as the podcast, which you can find here every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Take care of yourself. Good luck finding your next project vehicle. I hope your budget is larger than $5,000. That's it.
That was the saddest list of cars. Yeah.
We out.
We tried. Later, guys.